It's time for From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine with Trey Schaap. A golf podcast for those who love golf, struggle with golf, and just like to enjoy the outdoors and fellowship with friends, all while chasing a ball around, trying to put it in a 4 1/4-inch diameter hole. From the Shortgrass is presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine and brought to you by Stevens Incorporated, an independent financial services firm with the freedom to focus on what matters most. And now, from the Shortgrass, here's your host, Trey Schaap.
Welcome to another edition of From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I am your host, Trey Schaap. UAMS Ortho Now, now open at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. If you have an orthopedic injury, sports, work, or anything else, go in and see the best in orthopedic care. No appointment is needed. Ortho Now, open Monday through Friday, 8 to 8, and Saturday, 8 to noon, located at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. For more information, call 501-686-TOSH. That's 501-686-8674. This week is the Augusta National Women's Amateur. It's played in Augusta, Georgia. The first 36 holes will be contested at Champions Retreat Golf Club. The final 18 holes will be contested at Augusta National. Now, all of the 72 players are going to get to play Augusta National one time. They will hold a practice round in between the rounds at Champions Retreat and Augusta National. The first 36 holes played at Champions Retreat and then a practice round at Augusta National before the final round, the final 18, are contested over Augusta National Golf Club for the low 30 players and ties after 36 holes. It's the seventh edition of the Augusta National Women's Amateur, and it is the best of the best in women's amateur golf, including Sarah Brincheneff, a freshman from Lyon, France, on the Razorback golf team. She is currently ranked number 28th in the world amateur golf rankings and is the fourth-ranked European. I had a chance to sit down with a Razorback freshman recently. Her interview coming up after the break. Stay with us.
Strength is measured not by the number of accounts. Strength is placing value on relationships. It's having the vision and the guts to invest in growth. It's the commitment to responsibly manage your money. At Stevens, we believe that our strengths build success, not only for us, but for our clients. Stevens. Member NYSE, SIPC.
I'm Dr. Lowry Barnes. When it comes to orthopedic care, there's no place like the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. We built this hospital just for you. With state-of-the-art surgical suites, advanced technology, and the state's largest group of fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeons, it's the best place in Arkansas to get you moving again. And if you need urgent orthopedic care, UAMS Ortho Now is right here for you at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health, where motion lives and service leads.
Welcome back to this edition of From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I am your host, Trey Schaap. Sarah Brincheneff, a freshman from Lyon, France, on the Arkansas Razorback women's golf team, is headed to Augusta National to compete in the Augusta National Women's Amateur. Brincheneff won the 2025 Super Bach Ladies Open as an amateur on the LET Access Series, the official development tour of the Ladies European Tour, fired a 12-under 204 for the win. She participated in the Junior Solheim Cup in 2024 and the Junior Ryder Cup in 2025. She is a decorated amateur golfer, and I know you're going to enjoy this interview with her. On the tee, Sarah Brincheneff.
Sarah, thanks for joining me on this edition of From the Shortgrass. Do you remember the first time you ever picked up a golf club?
I think I was 5, and my dad was on the driving range, and I came with him because I'm always with my dad. He's like my best friend. And yeah, I think it was I was 5, and it was in December because I remember it was cold. And yeah, I don't remember how, like, why I was on the driving range, but yeah.
Yeah, but a very young age.
Yeah, it was so cold, like to practice. I remember I was, no, that I can't do that.
Okay, then when it warmed up, did you like the game initially, or did you like, I don't know.
Not really, because I was a swimmer at height level, and so golf was not my first sport, like... And when I start to play golf for like to be really focused and to play in competition, I was 12 because I swam at like really high level until my 15 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And I took a break when I was 15 because I had an injury in my shoulder. So I was like more focused on golf than to swim. And so, yeah.
When did you know that you wanted to try and be really good at the game of golf?
Because I took a break when I was 14 because I was in a bit depression because I was in school too. And it was not really good when I was at school, so it was really pretty bad. And I talked to my coach, and I was... I'm going to take a break for like 6 months because I don't want to play golf and I just want to stay at home. And so, and after these 6 months, I was, I want to play golf again. And so I talked to him and he was, yeah, I think you're one of the best players that I've seen in my life because you have a talent that the other girl don't have. And I was, yeah, but I love to swim too. So I don't know if I want to play golf at high level. And when I was 15, so I stopped to the swim because I had so many injury in my shoulder and I was, okay, I need to find another sport. And he said, yeah, it's a good opportunity. Now you can focus on golf. So that's what I did. And I think it's pretty good now.
Yeah, no doubt about that. What course did you grow up playing in France?
The name of the course is Saint-Clair. It's like in the south of Lyon. I started there, and my first coach is from St. Clair, so in France, and he still supports me today because I switched the coach. I have a new coach for like 6 years now, and yeah, he's really cute with me. Like, he teach me how to play golf for the first time, and I was, I can't forget you, man.
No doubt about that. What does your dad say about you now and where you are from 5 years old to where you are now at the University of Arkansas?
I think he's proud of me because, like, we talk about it, like, 3 months ago, like, during the winter break. And he was, I'm pretty proud of you. Like, you play pretty good tournament now and you're going to play the Anua in April. It was a really big goal for me. And, yeah, I think he's really proud of me and, yeah. He's really happy for me, I think. I hope so.
You have played all over Europe, and you've won all over Europe. Describe the feeling when you're on the course playing and going up against, you know, older competition and being able to beat them.
When I won on the second division on, like, the tour professional in Europe, I think it was the best feeling that I feel in my life. I was it's so good, and because like I was the younger player in the team, and I took a break for like 1 month because I had like a pain injury, but it was in my back, like really bad pain, like, and I didn't play golf for like 1 month, and my coach told me, okay, you have to be back in tournament for just on this one, and I was I don't think it's a good idea. And I won the tournament, and the feeling was so good because I was like, no pressure, like just try your best and you will see at the end of the week. And I won the tournament and I was, oh, the feeling is so good. I want to win another tournament, please.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think like it was the best achievement in my life, like now, because... I mean, my golf swing was not really good, and I played pretty good, so that's the difference. I mean, my mindset was so different when I was on the tee box. I was not stressed and everything. So yeah, I think it's the best thing that I've seen in my life.
What is the best part about your game, Sarah?
my best part. I would say, like, when I'm around the green, or maybe when I'm on the green, I'm really good because I love this part of the game. Like, it's really challenging, and when you're under pressure, is like, I think it's the best part in the game. Like, you can make a difference on this part. And yeah, and I think I need to improve my longest game too. I need to hit the ball further than I did. So yeah.
When you're working on your game, what do you like to do? If there's someone listening to this that is going through some struggles with their game, what do you like to do to work on parts of your game?
I like to do some drills when I'm on the driving range, like especially on the on my long game, because I had so many problems on my long games now. So yeah, I love to be with my coach and teach me new drills and everything to feel the feeling how to swing good. So yeah, I think drills, I would say drills.
You had a decision to make, whether to turn professional or to come to college.
Yeah.
To go to college, I guess. Was that a tough decision?
Yeah, it was. It was like I was in August, last August, and I was at the US amateur, and I was, what do you think? Do you want to turn pro going in college? And I was talking with my agent, and he was, I think the best thing that you can do now is going in college. Maybe not for 4 years, but maybe just for two, and you will see. And so, yeah, I took the decision to go in college. And not especially in Arkansas, I was, when I talked to Shona in August, I was, I want to turn pro, but I don't know when. So that's why I'm going to visit in Arkansas and I will take my decision after this. And she was, yeah, sounds good. So I came here and I visited and I was, I love this place. I love the girls and I love the coach. So why not? So I talked to my agent and he was, yeah, I think it's the greatest place, like, if you want to grow up and everything, if you want to be better at the end. So, yeah. And took experience, too. I mean, it's the most important now. So, yeah. And I can practice with Maria. So, that's a great opportunity for me. And that's why I came in college.
Do you remember the first email you received from Shona Taylor and what your response was?
Yeah, I know. I think you know too.
She told me.
Yeah, I think it was 2 years ago, and she texted me, "Do you want to go in college?" And I said, "No, I don't want to go in college. I don't want to play in USA." And I'm here 2 years later.
It's kind of ironic how things work out.
Yeah, it is, but it's pretty funny, I think.
When you came to Arkansas on a recruiting trip and looked at this Blessings Golf Club, what was it about this place that you were like, okay, yeah, I want to come here?
I don't think it's just about this place. I think it's about the coach too, because it's the most important. Like, if you want to grow up, you need a good coach. And when I talked to Shona, the feeling was so good. Like, she was really nice with me at the beginning, and Mikey too. So I was, I think it's more interesting to go there than to go in good university, like, I can't say the name, but because I was in really good shape too with them. And when I talked to my dad, and he said, yeah, I think it's a great place too if you want to practice, and the course looks so good. And I was, yeah, it looks good, but it looks tough too.
Well, you've been here a while now. What's the course like in your mind?
Oh my gosh, it's so hard. It's so hard. I think I shot just once under the par. That's it.
How does this course, playing it, prepare you for some of the tournaments that you get to go play in?
I think it's harder than the tournament. Like, when you play in tournament, the course are tough too. But here, it's not a course. It's like a monster. So, yeah, I think it's like it's pretty easy to play in tournament than to play a qualifying round on this course.
You played in the Darius Rucker Intercollegiate. Yeah. Yeah. You got to hear from Darius Rucker himself. He's saying, what was that experience like for you being a freshman on this Razorback team?
I think I was a bit stressed on the first tee, like the first day, because I was, oh, it's a big tournament, big, like really good player are here too in the field. And I was, and Shona was, don't be stressed, you will be good, I promise. And I was, I know me, I'm stressed now, so I need to be relaxed to be calm. And yeah, the first one was really tough, but a lot of experience, I think. And it was a big tournament for me. And yeah, I'm really, like, I'm really happy to play this tournament, and I will be back next year.
When you look at the history of Arkansas women's golf, and you see names like a Stacey Lewis, Maria Fossey, yeah. Last year Maria Jose Marin,
yeah.
NCAA individual champions. Is that a goal, Sarah, that you set for yourself to try and accomplish?
Yeah, it is. I want to put my name next to Maria Jose Marin and Maria Fossey too, and Stacey Lewis. That's the goal, yeah.
What is it like being a teammate with Maria? Maho, as they call her.
Yeah, Maho. Yeah, it's pretty cool because we are a really good friend. And yeah, I like to play with her. I love to play with her because she inspires me, like, for real. And she's a really good player. And, like, when I need tips, she gives me tips. Like, because yesterday we were on the driving range and I was just behind her. And she was, your club face is open. You should, like, maybe just close it a little bit. And I was, oh, really? And she was, yeah. And I tried. It was working. And I was, Maho, you're going to be my coach. So, yeah, we're really good friends. And, I'm really happy to be teammate with her. And, yeah.
She might not have time to be your coach. She might be playing herself.
Yeah.
you two might be on the LPGA tour someday.
I hope so. That's the goal.
Yeah, that is the goal. You were invited to play in the Augusta National Women's Amateur. Mm-hmm. That's coming up. How excited are you about that?
I'm so excited because I'm going to share this moment with my teammates too. So, yeah, it's a big moment for me and for my family, my staff too. And, yeah, I'm really happy because Shona's going to be there too. So, yeah, it's going to be a really great week.
Parents going to be able to come over?
Of course, my dad is coming.
I bet he's excited about it.
Oh my gosh, he called me every day and say like, the annual is in like 20 days. And I'm like, oh, yes, I know, Dad, I know. Don't put me too much pressure too. I need to play good, I know.
What do you think you need to work on to get ready for the Augusta National Women's Am?
Now, I would say like maybe my creativity all around the green and my long game too, because when you hit the ball, like, you're never, like, in the same spot and everything. So I think, yeah, I need to improve my long game. That's the most important now.
Have you thought about, Sarah, the fact that if you play well the first 2 days, that you get to play a competitive round at Augusta National?
I know, yeah. That's the goal.
That is the goal.
Yeah, it is.
When you think about that and the possibility, what goes through your mind?
I mean, it's just like around like the other tournament. It's like just the difference is you're going to play on the Augusta National. But I think, yeah, I think I'm ready for it because like I watch the Masters on the TV, so I know all the hole, every hole perfectly. So, yeah, I think, yeah, it's just around like on the tournament and you have to play good and that's it.
Last year, the Arkansas women's golf team was playing out in the NCAA championships. We know Maria won, mm-hmm. and then they lost their first match in match play. Is it a goal of this team to get back to Carlsbad, make it to match play, and then advance?
Yeah, the goal is to win this year. So, yeah, I think it's going to be a good week. We have a great team, great coaches. So, we'll try the best, and we will see at the end of the week.
Coming from France, I'm sure you never heard Woo Pig Suey.
No, it was so weird the first time. I was, what is Woo Pig Suey? And it was sweeter. She told me, oh, it's like, you need to enjoy it. Like, it's like, Woo Pig Suey. And I was, okay, that's just weird.
When you guys are on the road playing, what's that team bonding like? Are you guys a really close group?
Yeah, we're really close. We're texting each other like every day. So, yeah, we're pretty close.
Shauna Taylor, what does she mean to Sarah Brincheneff?
I don't know. I hope she thinks I'm a good player. yeah, I think her personality is really good, like for me, because she gave me a lot of experience too, and she shared a lot of big moments with me too. So yeah, that's a great coach, and I hope she thinks I'm a great player. That's it. But I think she thinks I'm funny because I think I'm the funniest girl in the group. So,
how is that? What do you do to keep this group a little bit loose?
Because I think I'm just crazy sometimes. And like when I'm in this moment, I think I'm just funny. But I need to express myself too. So yeah, I think when I'm in this moment, I'm funny.
I've asked two people before I sat down with you about it, this interview, and they both said, do you have a button that you can bleep out some words in case she says something that probably shouldn't be said?
Yeah.
On the golf course, do you get a little fiery at times, upset?
Yes, of course. That's my problem. I'm working on it. So sometimes, yeah, I'm a bit crazy on the course. I'm mad with myself, and I need to work on it. I know. And Shauna is really mad with me when I'm mad on the course. She's like, you can't be like this. You need to be calm. And I'm like, but you can't understand. Like, I practice a lot and I'm playing so bad. And she's like, yeah, but you need to stay calm. I think, like, it's the most important when you're in tournament.
Sarah, how do you go from a bad shot to try to put that away from you and get to the next shot? Is it difficult?
It is really difficult for me. It's really because, like, I'm really nervous when I'm on the course. So not when I'm practicing on the course, like when I'm not in tournament, but when I'm in tournament, I'm really nervous. And yeah, that's why I think I'm mad really quickly. Like when I hit a really bad shot, I'm very mad. And it's really difficult to me to switch, like, for a good shot, like for the next shot. It's really hard, but I need to work on it, and I'm working on it.
Besides trying to make it to the LPGA Tour, becoming a professional golfer, do you have goals to maybe compete in the Olympics now that golf is a sport in the Olympics and represent France?
I want to represent France. Yeah, it's a goal, but I mean, the biggest goal in my life, I would say, is to win like the five majors. So, yeah. It's really important too, but I mean, if you win a majors, you can't represent France, so yeah.
What about the Evian? Have you thought about competing in it?
It's my dream. I want to win this tournament. Like, because I live like just 1 hour away from Evian, so I know the course perfectly, and yeah, it's my dream. When it's in July, I'm always gonna watch the girl play, and I love it because I know now a lot of players on the LPGA, and I'm like, I can't compare my game with them, and I'm like, it's gonna be me one day.
How do you think that course suits your game?
I think it's a really like tricky course, and I'm pretty straight with my driver, so I think it's like a quality for me, and yeah. It's a really tough green too, really fast and a lot of like up and down. So yeah, it's a tough course, but I mean, yeah, it can match with me.
You're here at the University of Arkansas. You said earlier, maybe 2 years. Can we get 3 or 4 out of you?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. I don't know yet.
What goes into that decision? Is it talking with your family, talking with your agent and your coaches to try and determine what is best for Sarah?
Yeah, it is. I need to talk with like my agent, my family. Yeah, especially my family, because my dad is like, he's the biggest agent in my life. So he knows me perfectly. And yeah, my coaches too, like, made a lot in my decision. So yeah, I will talk with them, like, when it's going to be the moment, and we will see.
How much do you and your father get to talk because of the time difference between France and Fayetteville, Arkansas?
He called me between my classes this morning, like just after my Spanish class, and he was, oh, I need to talk to you. And I was, yeah, but dad, I have only 10 minutes. And he said, oh, it's fine. I'm going to talk to you like just for 10 minutes. And yeah, he talked to me like just about, because I was like, I'm really stressed about the next tournament because I didn't play really good for the last for the yeah the last three tournaments, and I'm like, Dad, do you think I'm gonna be good? And he said, yeah. So he called me every day because I'm a bit stressed now.
It's nice to have that positive reinforcement,
yeah,
though, isn't
he's
it?
He's really positive with me. Like, I think he believes in me too. So he has to be positive because
well,
I'm not.
I want to say best of luck at the Augusta National Women's AM. I mean, wearing a Razorback on your hat down there is something, and it's something special to be invited to it. I think you understand the importance of that tournament, don't you?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I think it's the biggest tournament in your life when you're amateur and you want to turn pro. So, yeah, it's going to be a great achievement after this week and a lot of experience too, because you play on the same course than Tiger Woods or another name. So, yeah. Yeah, it's. I think, yeah, it's. Yeah, I will get a lot of emotion on the first tee, for sure.
I was going to say, is it the first tee every tournament where you start to get butterflies and you're nervous?
Yeah, just on the first round and on the first tee. And after this, I mean, I'm good, but I'm just nervous, so that's it.
After you hit that first shot, then you can lock in.
Yeah. The first shot is the hardest shot in my life.
Best golf course you've ever played?
Oh, I would say Sage Valley. Yeah, because I played the Junior Invitational last year and it was a really, really good course and really good shape too. I didn't play good, but we don't care.
It was a good course.
Yeah, it is. Tough course.
All right, Sarah. Fantasy foursome. So living or deceased, you and three others that you could play a round of golf with, who would they be?
First one, I would say Carlota Segunda, because I love this player. Second one, Minwoli.
Okay.
Another one, John Rahm.
Oh.
Yeah, I love this guy.
So you're taking Spanish class. You might be able to speak to
John
in Spanish.
Yeah, I need to be fluent in
Spanish. Yeah.
I mean, I'm practicing with Maho, but it's hard.
I was going to say, she could give you some tips, right?
Yeah, but it's hard.
Is it?
It's a hard language, yeah.
So that would be your third language if you can master it?
Yep.
Can you give me some French? I play for the Arkansas Razorbacks, Wu Pig Sui, in French.
Je joue pour l'Université d'Arkansas, Wupixoy.
Very good. I love it. Would it be a disappointment if you guys don't get into match play at the Nationals this year?
I would say yes, because we have a really good team. But, yeah, I don't want to be negative. So we're going to win this tournament. And so we don't think about, like, the worst fact. And, yeah. Yeah, we're going to win this tournament. Don't be negative, please.
Sarah, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, too.
Go Hogs.
Yeah, go Hogs.
I'm Dr. Lowry Barnes. When it comes to orthopedic care, there's no place like the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. We built this hospital just for you. With state-of-the-art surgical suites, advanced technology, and the state's largest group of fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeons, it's the best place in Arkansas to get you moving again. And if you need urgent orthopedic care, UAMS Ortho Now is right here for you at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health, where motion lives and service leads.
The future is not about a bond reaching maturity. The future is what my grandfather worked for. It's what my father carried on. It's my responsibility today. The future is my son's tomorrow. At the Stevens Private Client Group, we believe that our strength builds success, not only for us, but for our clients. Stevens, member NYSE, SIPC.
That's all the time for this edition of From the Short Grass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Don't forget the Masters coming up next week. We will have a preview on our next episode. Remember, when you find your ball mark on the green, fix it and a couple of more, and I hope to see you sometime soon from the short grass.
You have been listening to From the Short Grass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, a weekly podcast dedicated to the game of golf. This has been a presentation of the Buzz Radio Network in association with Majestic Cubby Productions.